It is going to go to
lot
court.
Of,
Anyway, come on.
A
Let's
lot of
get
money involved.
this let's get this going.
Got somewhere to be?
My bed.
I'm a slip final, James. Next, come on.
Yeah, I'd rather shit in my hands and clap.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, Who Dat Nation, whatever time you listen to this. This is the 2-point conversion, the instant reaction show. And the Saints finally snap the losing streak and we win against the mighty New York Jets. 30-9, the final score. And joining me to discuss the riveting action in the game of the season, I would put it down as, is James from the UK. James, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm not bad. We've won today, so I thought I'd come on the instant reaction for a change.
You're such a bitch, you really are. And talking of bitches, oh no, Scott's just dropped off. Okay, we'll move on to the next one. Jason, welcome to the show. Have you got a number today?
No, because I was a 12 last night, so.
Nice.
You can't have been. There was no tweets or anything on Facebook. You cannot have been a 12.
Somehow I luckily did not get on Twitter or Facebook last night, so.
Where were you last night?
What's that?
Where were you last night?
I had a Christmas party at the house. So Jeff was here too, and we didn't get to bed until 2, I think.
So. Is Jeff still alive?
Yeah, assuming he hasn't crashed on his way back home.
There we go. That's all good. And also join us from taking me over, Gun. Gun, how you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. You got a number?
No numbers today.
Going on?
Always.
All good. Good. And joining from the BS and Beer podcast and the Rock of the Tiger's Den podcast, Wesley Coleman. Wes, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm probably a 2. It's been an easy day and an enjoyable win that I didn't have to get too crazy in.
It's nice watching stress-free football. I've decided that. It was quite boring, I'm not going to lie, but it was nice watching stress-free football.
It was
I agree.
Really, really, really boring. I mean, up to half-time, I was even considering just thinking, like, do you know what? Nah, I've got other things to do tonight. But I'm glad I stuck with it. The second half got a little bit better once we decided to play a bit of offense. And, 30-9, fairly comfortable.
We were so close to getting that opening drive touchdown. So close. I thought that was going to be it. But obviously, we're saving it next week against the Bucks. That's when we're saving it for.
Yeah, man. I'm glad I'm not a Jets fan. I can't imagine having to watch that week after week after week. Like, Wilson just looked bad. Just missing easy throws. He just looked bad.
He looks terrible.
Our quarterback, who is not a quarterback, looked better at quarterback with a broken finger than Zach Wilson did.
It's okay. He will be on the Panthers in a couple of years' time. We all know it's going to happen. And Joe Brady will get blamed for it somehow.
Somehow.
Taysom Hill starting with the... what do they keep calling it? It wasn't just call it a broken
mallet
finger.
Mallet finger.
Okay, I don't know why it's called mallet finger, but we'll go with that. His broken mallet finger and the fact that he's not quarterback. Actually, he played a good, decent game managing role today with, 175 yards through the air, with completing 15 passes on 21 attempts. Didn't turn the ball over, was a big surprise for Taysom. Could have almost done. And also getting 73 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns. So that's what you need from Taysom.
I said before the game I'd be surprised if we threw over 20 passes because the Jets are terrible against the run. Well, obviously, we threw 21. But Kamara, Jones and Hill, what combined for
203 yards.
That was always going to be the recipe today to beat the Jets, who are the worst team against the run in the league.
For a game that seemed quite run heavy, it took ages.
what back. I was gonna say is it just like I just want to take a step back and like everybody's talking about it, even they were talking about during the game, like Taysom fumbling because of his finger and some of his inaccuracy because of his finger. Taysom does not look any different than Taysom looked last year. He fumbled the ball last year. He had bad timing where he holds onto the ball and he threw the ball inaccurately behind people. And last week, before he hurt the finger, his two worst throws of the game were probably before he hurt the finger. And so, like, I get it. It's a talking point. And I do believe his finger hurts or there is something wrong with his finger. But what I don't want to do is start, like, a talking point of, oh, well, he's playing, like, 60% of an okay quarterback with the hurt finger, and he's fumbling a little bit. But, man, if he gets healthy and we get him a season of training as a quarterback, maybe next year he's going to – this is Taysom Hill. Whether the finger's hurt, whether the finger's not hurt, And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like he's fine for a running back playing quarterback, but this is not different. The fumble, and they were like, oh yeah, that finger. He just can't. That was the exact same fumble we've seen him do multiple times last year.
Yeah, just randomly dropping the ball backwards at the bottom of his three-step drop. Yeah, that's not unusual.
Yeah, it's the Taysom experience. We're all used to it. We all know. Well, the majority of Saints fans know and writers know that he isn't the answer going forward. And we just, you know, see what we can do with him this year. And obviously we had players come back from injury today that definitely helped us. It's good seeing CJGJ out there and Dan.
And that energy he brings is great.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Just a difference maker that Kamara is.
Yeah. You know? He won that game for us.
He can take over, and Kamara we trust from here on out. I know everybody thinks I'm an asshole for thinking we can win four of these last five games, and we won one of them today. But like with Kamara running like that, and our defense—I mean, now our defense got a lot of help from Zach Wilson and the Jets receivers today, dropping everything that was thrown behind them. I mean, I have to believe that we beat the Falcons. I have to believe that we beat the Panthers. And, you know, the team that we're playing next week, we're actually kind of good at beating them sometimes too. And we've already beaten them with three quarters of no Jameis.
Yeah.
And I thought about a lot today, Gunn. And believe me, I don't think it's crazy to think that we can beat the Falcons, Panthers, and Dolphins. I don't think it'll be crazy to say that we could even be favored in those games. What I do want to say is we can't pick who we play, and you've got to play the game on your schedule. And the Jets are a terrible team. That Zach Wilson, like right now as a rookie, I mean, he has a bad team around him, is a terrible quarterback. And we did what you were supposed to do against that team. So I don't want to sound like I'm saying it's not a legitimate win or something like that. This is an awful team. Our defense looked stacked today. The energy that CJGJ brought, and then Quan Alexander, you can tell he's healthy again. There was a couple weeks there. I know he was dealing with some stuff. And then, I mean, Davenport being back on the field is throws the tackle at the quarterback over and over again.
Yeah. And this is the good thing now. We are starting to see some of these players come back. You know, Davenport's back. Armstead seems to be doing okay now since he's come back. Don't know how long it's going to last, but we'll see.
Maybe the most important thing today, when's the last time Lattimore had a great game against nobody, against a nobody receiver? Like, this is the game where normally like Denzel Mims turns up and has 160 yards passing because Lattimore's just, like, chilling. He was on his game today.
Yeah, and Marcus Williams is definitely playing for his paycheck next year.
Man, I even the plays he didn't make, he was there. Like, you know, Lance made a couple of bad throws, but if he'd have thrown them, like, Marcus Williams would either intercepted it or lit somebody up. He had an excellent game today.
Yeah, fantastic. And I really hope we can keep on the team for next year. Offense, Nick Vannett led the Nick Vannett led the team in receptions, catching three passes for 44 yards. So it's good to see him getting out there and picking up.
Have more receiving yards than Kamara.
Yes, Kamara only had 25
Okay. Yep. Callaway only had one catch, but it was a big catch that turned into a
two catches.
Was it two? I must have been asleep with the first one then. But the one in the fourth quarter where he took it down the sideline and nearly scored, you know, that was a big play on third down that, you know, needed to be made.
I just look at the receivers today and just laugh at the names. Nick Vannett, Marcus Callaway, Tracon Smith, Alvin Kamara, Tony Jones, Juwan Johnson, Aesop Winston. Who the fuck's that guy?
Jameis's cousin.
Yeah. Jameis has got cousins going out of everywhere.
It's not Jameis's cousin, Ben. Don't worry, it's not.
I know it's not Jameis's cousin. I'm not that gullible. Jesus.
Speaking of cousins, Jameis, where's your cousin, Kawan?
He's chilling on the practice squad.
If James's cousin Kawan couldn't make the active roster this week, his prospects are not good. Yeah,
it's not going to be great, is it?
But it's safe to say Kawan's NFL career as a regular squad. He's just going to be a practice squad guy.
He'll be playing for like the Eagles next year or something like that. You can just see like a Boston Scott situation going on there.
You're talking about the receivers. Like, I think for the first few games back, I was giving Tre'Quan a pass of two things. One, just getting back into the going. Like, he looked bad against Seattle, but he looked uncomfortable. Since then, I think I've kept saying, like, man, he looks like he's hurt. Every time he catches the ball, the way he runs, the way he falls down, the way he gets back up. I'm starting to wonder, like, maybe he's just not a good receiver. Like, and I've been the guy probably, I mean, as loud as anybody saying, if Tre'Quan Smith is your third receiver, my goodness, like he could actually put up some numbers if people are paying attention to Michael Thomas and Kamara and Deontay Harris. I'm starting to wonder I'm starting to believe I was probably wrong that maybe he's just not, he's not fast enough. Hands aren't good enough. He's not elusive enough. He's just a guy that happens to be on our team that was drafted probably higher than he deserved.
He's a good blocking receiver. That's what he is.
Well, so is Brandon Coleman, and he's
a good blocker, should I say. Don't even want to put receiver by his name. He's a good blocker.
And Brandon Coleman was undrafted, and
exactly.
Smith was got in the third. Was it third round we took Smith in the
third round.
So, good drafting there, but hey, we'll see. We're all looking forward to the draft next year. No, we've got a couple more games to win. We'll have a fun little playoff trip,
and then we'll pick 20th.
Gotta get ourselves into the 20s. Right.
Right. Yeah. I don't think we'll have a first round pick next year.
Neither do I. That's the way I
agree. I definitely agree.
Anyway, that's for another time.
That's for another show. This is the instant reaction show.
We're here to talk about this game, guys.
And hang on, game ball. I just want to give a game ball out to the kicking team. Holy shit, we actually made 3 field goals and 3 extra points.
It's a miracle.
It was stunning.
Miracle.
Yeah, it was stunning.
It just felt nice. Okay, the longest was 37 yards, but
doesn't matter.
Baby steps.
We've
baby
missed
steps.
Short,
yeah, he still made it.
He still made it. Baby steps. Well, baby steps. Sam.
And they were so confident that they took it. They were so confident they took a 5-yard delay a game and backed them up 5 yards on one field goal. Peyton was showing off. He goes, oh, he's not just going to make a 33-yarder. He's going to make a 37-yarder. Let's go.
So speaking of Peyton, Ben, speaking of Peyton, right?
Well, I think what's coming on to.
I've got to ask, right? He didn't wear a visor today. Is that the first time that he's never worn a visor for a game, ever?
Or a hat, a visor, or a hat.
A visor or a hat. That's very, very unusual.
It was weird. Now, you know what? I think back in 2006, he didn't wear a hat all the time or a visor all the time. But, I mean, it's been so long, it did look weird.
Do you reckon he's done the whole – because it's the longest losing streak we've had under Peyton, isn't it, 5 games? Do you reckon he buried it in the end zone at the training field and thought, right, I'm never wearing a hat again now because that's what's
making – Is he chewing Big Red? Was he chewing Big Red today instead of Juicy Fruit? Can we get somebody on that?
Well, I'll say this.
Let's get Cat Terrell to ask that question.
He looks a little swollen. You know, it looks like he might –
He looks big!
He might have gotten stung by some bees or something, you know?
Because my missus walked into the room. My wife walked into the room and literally said, is that Sean Payton? I said, yeah. He goes, God, he's put a bit of weight on, hasn't he? Yeah. I was like, all right. Like, he's married now. That's what happens to us.
Yeah, he's definitely not CrossFitting anymore.
No.
But this is, anyone else want to talk about much more before we go into headlines?
I know.
Any like general chat?
Like you said, it was a boring game, but they had a game plan that executed. They controlled the ball for 38 almost 39 minutes. So even though they were held to field goals, at least they just grinded out the game, did what they had to do to win.
Ugly football, but it won.
I'll say there's probably a lot of people over the last few weeks that I've heard people saying that if Kamara played, we're still going to lose every game and stuff like that. I think that a lot of people over the last month forgot how good Alvin Kamara is. He is a freaking alien. And like somebody who can at the goal line fake somebody out and have them not even touch him. He's just a weird guy. And like, he's still super fast and he looks like he's just kind of skipping through. He doesn't even look like he's running hard. And then he trucks somebody. It's ridiculous what he does. And there is a way to figure out game plans to get the ball in his hand over and over again. And I think that also it looks like he's completely healthy. We had him returning kicks and giving him the ball in the fourth quarter. I think that that's shows that resting him that extra 10 days instead of playing him in the Cowboys game is really smart. And there's not a game we can't have a chance of winning with him.
Considering Kamara was on a pitch count, the fact that he did his career most carries with 26 says a lot, doesn't it?
Yes.
So, no, for Kamara returning to injury to get the 26 carries or 25 carries, 27 carries, that's showing that, you know, they have full belief that he is fully healthy, and he looked fully healthy. He looked like the alien he was. And then just like I go back to that first touchdown, when you saw him make that cut, you're like, oh, that's what we've missing. That spark.
Crazy. He sent that defender to Canada. He's gone.
The announcer had his pre-production talking point that Alvin was on a pitch count, and he said it about 11 times today. Alvin wasn't on a fucking pitch count. Okay. If the pitcher's on a pitch count and he throws 180 pitches, he's not on a fucking pitch count. So James Lofton, however, I enjoyed as a color commentator today. He was like, he just was casual, man. And not afraid to tell it like it was. I enjoyed, other than the Alvin's on a pitch count, I did enjoy the announcers today.
And it's a rare CBS. Every third down and short, it was QB. QB run him, the fullback leading the way.
It's like the bottom rung announcing team on CBS is what we got this week. So that was different for us.
Well, like you guys said at Pick'ems on the big show this week, this would be the shitty game of the week.
Yeah. It was weird when I got home. I just turned on expecting the game to be on Fox, and it wasn't. It was an infomercial. I'm like, what the fuck? And I had to switch over to CBS.
Oh, God. Anyway, so headlines then. Let's go into headlines. James, we'll start with you.
Bit of a play on words here. Saints win on Broadway.
Oh, nice. I like. Jason?
I don't have anything today. Still hungover.
Jason's sleepy.
Yeah.
Gun?
I've got my headline today. Alvin and the defense begin their playoff run.
Ooh, I like.
And that's dedicated. Love to Scott. The confidence. That's dedicated. That, by the way, that's dedicated to Scott Greenbaum.
And Wes.
JETSSUCK.
Yes. Okay, and that's once again that's a clear winner. Wes, I need to start making count of these because I think you are clearly running away this year, and you know you'd have a future career in this headline right, maybe.
Thank you.
I like what you're doing there. Right. Anything else anyone wants to mention at all before we wrap up for the night, and then it's Spider-Man week.
That's right.
See you next Friday.
Seeing it Saturday.
I'm seeing it Saturday.
Thursday in the future over here. Yeah, anyway. This isn't
Spider-Man. This
isn't
reaction.
This isn't the Spider-Verse pod.
No, so I'm not prepared at all for this.
When are you ever prepared?
It's a very good point. But anyway, that's all the show we've got for you right now. I want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and letting your friends know about the Dome Patrol United Network. We have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, includes this one, the 2-Point Instant Reaction Show, the main Dome Patrol podcast, the Beers and Beer Saints podcast, Pelican Plunge, the Premier League podcast, and Taking Over with Billy Gunn, and the Tigers Den with Wes and Scott. You can follow each show on Twitter at Stone Patrol PCast, at Stone Patrol UK, at Beers and Beer Media, at Taking Over, at Tiger _ podcast, and at Dome Patrol Prem. Follow us on Facebook. If you want to join in with the free Discord game day chat, just message one of us on Twitter. We'll get you involved in that. And you can listen to us the old-fashioned way by going to Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
So bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, losing streak, donkeys.